Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
Yeah. What a great holiday season. We have so much to be thankful for.
Weather outside is frightful.
I hope you can all take the time and opportunity to really go to your happy place, your quiet little happy place, and meditate on everything you have to be thankful for and carry that attitude with you throughout this holiday season. And I was talking about one of the things I have to be grateful for is my kitchen sink faucet. And it's a Delta. And I would tell you that when it comes to plumbing fixtures, I don't very often go to big box stores and buy my plumbing fixtures because they have a very cost-efficient way of duplicating in all plastic what a professional plumber would install in all brass. I buy the all brass fixtures because they're so much easier to service and so much longer lasting. My Delta faucet, which is now approaching, it was 15 years ago when we remodeled the kitchen. It's been replaced once. And just recently, it got very stiff to swing from one sink basin to the other. So just under the lever, it's a single lever faucet. There's a little blue and red plug that you remove and an Allen wrench that you pull the screw out and that lever comes off. Then you just grab the body of the faucet and lift it straight up. You run down to Ace Hardware Store and do not buy the 2-gallon bucket of plumber's lubricant. You buy the Ace Faucet and Valve Plumber's Grease Tube for $2.49, okay? That's all. That's going to be 10 times more than you need for this one faucet. You simply lubricate the bottom running axis and the top running axis of the valve body, put it back, replace the screw scutcheon, and then the lever and the Allen wrench, plug back in the red and blue plug, and you're done. And you've got your faucet back, and you can literally move it from one basin to the next with just the flick of a finger. You're no longer having to muscle it from one side to the other. So just one of the projects I tackled this week, and I'm going to start in this next year. I live in a very old house that has a lot of projects that weren't done this year as I was convalescing. Every week, I'll bring y'all what project I'm tackling, what project I tackled this past week. And if you're not a project tackler, go to RosieOnTheHouse.com and find a Rosie certified plumber to come take care of it for you.
Interesting observation. I was going through the mansion section of the Wall Street Journal, and this picture kind of caught my eye. It's a guy named Charlie Whitaker. He's of a chimney sweep, and he's cleaning an oil-fired broiler. And he services North Pole, Alaska. And it's a very dreary picture, all white, all under snow, gray background. You can tell they probably haven't seen the sun in weeks. So the question is, was it an accident or just pure coincidence that the ad on that same page in the mansion section
of the Wall Street Journal,
a
quarter page ad
that says desert living and it shows a Costello model home on the sixth green of the Wildboro 9 of the Jack Nicklaus signature course at the Ritz-Carlton residence at where? Dove Mountain.
Tucson,
Arizona. Wall Street Journal had an ad, come move to Tucson, all you freezing, sorry people that live in the cold, cold country.
Whoever did that gets a bonus.
I thought, you know, that's an editor that took the extra step to make to place admit next to content. Very clever.
All right, y'all. It is our family wish to yours that in this holiday season, whether you're celebrating Hanukkah or Christmas, we're all celebrating the calendar New Year's, that our family wishes you the most blessed, prosperous, peaceful, and love-filled season that could possibly be presented to you and your family. God bless you all.